This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's personal assistant speaking out about the Sunday shooting of Ortiz in a bar in the Dominican Republic. Leo Lopez speaking to reporters in Santo Domingo yesterday after the Sunday night shooting and calling it not robbery related and no doubt the act of hitmen. The 43-year-old Ortiz is now being treated at a hospital in Boston after the Red Sox sent a plane to the Dominican Republic to pick him up yesterday. Executives at some of America's leading companies say new restrictive abortion laws enacted by a number of state legislatures recently are bad for business. More than 180 CEOs writing an open letter urging lawmakers to step back from those laws that were passed recently in states including Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Los Angeles County deputy sheriff fighting for his life after being shot in the head while getting fast food while off duty. He was at a Jack in the Box where this worker there says,
when I heard a loud bang, I didn't know what it was at first, you know, I was surprised. I see customers running everywhere like crazy, you know, fleeing. That's when I go and lean over and check and I see the body on the ground.
The deputy, whose name's not been released, is reportedly in critical condition. There is no apparent motive for the shooting, and there's no word on whether the shooter is in custody. Authorities are still investigating yesterday's fatal helicopter crash in New York City. The chopper crashing onto the roof of a building in Midtown Manhattan, killing the pilot. The weather was rainy and overcast at the time, but authorities are also, while looking into what caused the crash, looking into why the pilot was flying in restricted airspace as Trump Tower is just a few blocks away from the crash scene. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo clarifying some details of the deal reached with Mexico that aims to stem the flow of migrants trying to enter the United States. More on that story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Some members of the media have criticized the deal, claiming there was nothing new in the agreement. Mr. Pompeo disputed reports that most of the agreement had already been reached before Mr. Trump threatened Mexico with higher tariffs.
Frankly, it reflects diplomacy at its finest. It shows the enduring strength, too, of the relationship between our two countries, and it's a significant win for the American people.
6,000 Mexican National Guard troops will be sent to its southern border with Guatemala, where many Central Americans are crossing into Mexico. I'm John Clemens.
Firefighters now gaining ground on a wildfire burning in California's Yolo County. Cal Fire officials say the sand fire has scorched over 2,200 acres, but it's now 50% contained. It broke out Saturday afternoon, prompting evacuations and highway closures. Residents allowed to return to their homes last evening, but they are still under advisory evacuation orders, meaning more evacuations could be issued. And the U.S. women's soccer team opens World Cup action today against Thailand in France. Team USA, the defending women's FIFA World Cup champion, after winning it all in 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about. It's the way we roll as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Join us right now to talk about their brand new book, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free. Al and Lisa Robertson. Al and Lisa, welcome to the show. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us today.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. I've got to tell you, you may not know this, but we are very guest centric. We have a lot of guests, a lot of authors on our show that we do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, and I get probably 20-25 books a week to review, and your book has been with me, since I got it, just going through it. Your story is, Al and Lisa, it is so raw and so right on. And I thought that was quite interesting too, because this is, the whole idea of forgiveness has been something, it's been recurring, in my thought and in my devotions. And here it is. This book comes along, Desperate Forgiveness. And I feel so inadequate to really express to you how meaningful it was for me personally and how meaningful I believe it will be for our audience. And for you, for both of you to be so vulnerable to tell your story and the story of others is, to me, such a blessing. And I want to thank you for that up front.
Well, thank you, Bill. That means a lot to us. And, you got the heart of exactly why we wrote the book, and that is because we have a desperate need ourselves for other people, to come out of this entrapment of bitterness that's set up in so many hearts and so many relationships, mm-hmm. and there's an answer for it, but it's so hard to get there,
Yeah, and Lisa, as Al is saying, we read in the Bible, God, and we pray it all the time in the Lord's Prayer, but to really act that out, to really see it the way God does, the way our Father wants us to see it, man, to get there, that's a whole nother plane, isn't it?
It is. It's a tough road, but I think, once you realize how much you've been forgiven of, and how much God loves us, it's a little bit easier, I think, to forgive other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to see how God works in your life whenever you do forgive those people.
Right. Al, it's got to be tough in the sense that when you are the offended party, it's how do you, to wait on the other person who did the offense to kind of see it through your eyes. I mean, because you're in a sense blindsided. Your whole world's upside down, and it's difficult. Although, you know, and I've heard in other cases where people say, you know, I just can't believe sometimes, you know, it just comes out and it just like, it just is this vomit of emotion comes flying out. And it's something that needs to get out, but you don't want to necessarily overwhelm the person that you love and care about, right?
Yeah, you're right. In fact, we call, Lisa and I affectionately call it truth vomit, which is where she was when she had held all this dishonesty and this stuff in. And it's amazing. You're right. As the other person, you think, you know, like they're thinking, there's no way I can tell this. It's overwhelming and devastating. But when you are seeking honesty, and especially in your spouse or someone you really care about and want to have a relationship with, you need that truth. I mean, you're as desperate as they are to spit that truth out. You're desperate to hear it. And I always tell people the moment when Lisa was finally honest with me with where she was, and not just the moment of her life having an affair, but the moment of her overall life, the feeling that I felt was relief. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there was anger and all this stuff that came after that, but the immediate emotion was relief. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to so many people that feel the same way, because you think you're going crazy because this dishonesty has created this great distance in your relationship. And so, you know, I always say that if you want to find a good truth vomit in the Bible, just read Psalm 51, because David was in that same place.
Exactly.
He finally recognized, you know, that, oh, my goodness, what have I done to my Lord? You know, right. And then, of course, everybody else.
Exactly. And Lisa, as Al was talking about, you know, this idea of the truth, and you know, we hear that saying, you know, the truth will set you free. And I often, you know, share the experience. It's like when your kids are sitting there and you go, hey, did you get that cookie I told you not to get? And the crumbs are all over their face. And it's on their hands. And they go, no, I didn't get the cookie. I didn't get, no, I know you did get. But it's just, the relationship's out of whack until the truth factor comes in, right?
Right. And every relationship is like that, not just between husband and wife, but mm-hmm. like you're saying, to a child. Also, you know, you hear of so many people who don't have relationships with their grown, once they're grown, with their parents.
Yes.
Or they don't have relationships with their siblings, you know, once they're grown. And to me, that's a very sad situation. Because that's your family, you know, that's your blood. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes I can understand, because there's been so much severe hurt there that you can't have that relationship. Not every relationship can be restored, mm-hmm. but every relationship can have forgiveness in it. Just because you forgive someone does not mean that that gives them a license to hurt you all over again.
Exactly.
Forgiveness, that is what happens inside of you whenever you forgive someone. It's what God does. He releases you as a victim, and then you become a victor in the situation.
You know, Al, and I think that's the key to all this, is that we have responsibility. Okay, this has happened. What do you do about it? And I'm sure for you, I mean, here, you're the pastor of a church. And I'm sure you had a conversation, a very sincere conversation with God, like, wait a minute, I'm doing your work here, and you couldn't watch my back? I mean, well, what's going on here?
Huh? Yeah, I had some hard conversations with the Almighty, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, you read about some of the conversations that Job and others have had with God, and you realize that He knows when we're hurting. He just like a parent, you mentioned a parent and a child, we know when our kids are hurting that we're open to try to help and soothe them. And we'll listen to a lot of stuff, you know, in their pain. And I think that's exactly what happened with me, and it happens with other people. I got to be honest with you, Bill. It would be very difficult to overcome the things like Lisa and I have overcome without a relationship with the Almighty.
I don't know how. Exactly. I can't imagine.
I can't either, because here was the thing. I couldn't trust Lisa at all. And I told God that. I was like, look, I mean, here I am thinking about, you know, forgiving her and us trying to put this thing back together, but I can't trust her when she walks out the door. I mean, my fear is that she's running right off with this other person. So, I mean, the Almighty and I had to come to an agreement that I trusted Him and that He would help me through the process. And He did.
Yes.
Amazingly. And that's been 20 years now.
And those areas, Al, are areas only you and God know. And maybe even then, part of it, you don't know that you're still realizing it. But God, who knows all truth, can help you in those areas. And that's the tough thing, is to let go And as one devotional again reminded me, you know, let go and let God. And maybe there's application there. We're talking with Al and Lisa Robertson, their brand new book, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free. And we've got more to talk about, so stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
See, I heard Al mumble fake news. You see, he can't get anything by him. He's too discerning. He can pick up on this right away. Al and Lisa Robertson continues with us. Duck Dynasty stars were desperate for their love to survive, and with God's help, they realize the only answer to marital and family betrayal is all-consuming, life-altering, desperate forgiveness. And we're talking about their book. Lisa, for you, when you had to come to that realization of who is this person? What have I become? I mean, I know God. I pray to God. I've got this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm on the skids here. What happened to me?
Well, sure. I mean, anytime you take a close look at yourself, whenever you've been in a sinful situation, it's not pretty. It's not something that you really want to look at. But, you know, the night that I spilled my guts to Alan, you know, and told everything, I did. I had to take a hard look at myself and say, how did I get to this point? And I didn't even recognize the person I had become. And that happens a lot with sin, you know. It makes us ugly. It takes us farther. You know, we're just going to do one little thing, but sin is progressive, and it takes us farther than we ever intended for our lives to go. And that's right. The place that I was in.
And Al, for, you know, for you and Lisa, I mean, you both share the vow that unites you as one, and suddenly you find yourself disunited. You're on separate paths, and as you're processing, you know, this pain and hurt, and like the Bible says, you know, our temporal instinct is to pick up stones, right?
That's right. And, you know, I had to, that's a great point, Bill, and I had to make a new vow, first with God, that I said, God, I can trust you. If you'll help me, I think one day I could trust her again. But the vow I made with him, and then ultimately Lisa and I redid our vows because it was so traumatic, was that if I extended forgiveness to her, I would have to do it the way the Almighty forgives me. Mm-hmm. And that is that every time then I make a mistake in the future, I won't throw that back up to then cause more harm. And so it's been 20 years, and I've held to that vow. And again, not because of my own strength, but because of what God's done in me. And so that's really the key to forgiveness. And it's what we call in the book, that's the living day-to-day part of forgiveness.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's one thing to say the words, but, you know, every day, you know, I've got to approach this day as a new day with new mercies, and that therefore I've got to live it every single day.
Yeah, it's that, and like you say, in that desperate sense of forgiveness where you're looking for the edge of Jesus' garment to hang on to, right?
Exactly. And, you know, what the picture we paint in the book is from Luke 7, you know, when the woman is there at his feet. And look, she has nothing, and she's just pouring, just saying, there's not a more desperate picture. And what's ironic is Simon's sitting there watching the Pharisee, and he has all this contempt. And Jesus makes this great analogy and says, you know, this woman has been forgiven much. Therefore, that's why you see her loving so much. And
exactly.
The person that doesn't accept that forgiveness doesn't love. So
yeah.
it directly, you know, links to your capacity to love.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lisa, you also talk about that woman that was brought there before Jesus. They didn't bring the man. They just brought the woman. And some versions say that, you know, they didn't even bother to put clothes on her. They just wanted to shame her to the absolute depths humanly possible. And they were going to exercise their law to stone her, right?
Well, that's true. And mostly the reason why they brought her was because they wanted to trap Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see if he was going to choose mercy for her, or if he was going to obey their laws, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that whenever he asked that question, I believe that's a question that we all have to ask ourselves. Whenever he said, those of you without sin, you be the one to cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what we have to do every day. We have to look at ourselves, and we have to say, all right, if I'm going to throw a stone at somebody, I better make sure that I don't have anything going on
exactly.
in my life.
Right.
And we all have things going on in our life. So there is no reason for us to be throwing stones at anyone. We all have plenty of sin in our own lives.
Amen. Amen. And Al, don't you wonder sometimes? I do. I wonder what Jesus was writing in the sand.
Yeah, I have. I wondered that many times. We sort of had some conjecture over was it this, was it that. My mentor used to say he was probably writing down all the names of people in the audience that, you know, had committed similar offenses.
Exactly.
And yet had stones in their hands. So that may be one of the questions we'll ask when we get to the other side.
Well, good. So, hey, whether it's you or me first, we'll find out, and then we'll get together
That's
and talk
right.
about it.
Exactly.
That'll be good revelation. Lisa, yeah. how long for you as you're going through this process where you could, you know, begin to trust yourself?
Well, that probably took, you know, at least a couple of years, I would say, because I had changed my life, and I knew that I wanted to live for Jesus. But at the same time, you know, whenever you proclaim that, that's when Satan's coming after full force, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was probably a couple of years. And, you know, even now, Al and I will talk about different things, and he'll say, how are you doing with this or how are you doing with that? But we're both honest with one another, you know, with that. And, I mean, it's been 20 years, but, Bill, I still have to keep on my toes, and I still have to be involved with the Lord in order for me to be able to withstand what Satan throws at me.
Exactly.
Because he's going to do it. And the people that can make the biggest impact in the world, that's the ones he's going to throw all these ideas and thoughts and, you know, just the evil at. So every day, it's an everyday struggle to fight Satan.
Exactly.
But you know what? I have the strength of the Lord on my side.
Amen.
So each day that I win is a victory for the Lord.
You know, those fiery darts remind us of the shield of faith and why God gives us the full armor, right?
That's exactly
right. To withstand those fiery darts. Al, real quick here, we got a couple of minutes, and I wanted to get your comments on, as I mentioned earlier, adultery being a biblical case for divorce.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Jesus is the one that said those words, so we do know that there are times when people, you know, can't put this back together. In a relationship, and we see it all the time. And when we speak and we talk about what happened with us and how we found healing, it's inevitable that someone will come and say, "Oh my goodness, I wish I'd had that same heart, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, whenever my spouse and I split up because I just couldn't get past it." And so, you know, what we do is we help people through the horrors of divorce, which God hates it for a reason.
Exactly.
But I always tell people, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I counsel people, you know. I mean, we're a living example of how many blessings can come about if you can get through this difficult time and become different and find out what caused the atmosphere and what went into the recipe for this adultery to happen. Because nobody stands before the preacher planning on having an affair.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
When you say your vows.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's learning that and people can overcome. And so, you know, I encourage people, you know, look, let's back up. Let's look at this from a different angle and let's see what we might can do. And it would be so much more glorious for the Almighty and your family and your relationship if you can put this back together.
Exactly. Lisa, I'm going to give you the last question here as we wrap things up, talking about your book, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free. Jesus said Moses gave you the certificate of divorce to be utilized because of the hardness of your hearts. Was that hardness of your hearts, was that referring to a lack of forgiveness?
Well, I think so. Because, you know, whenever you, I just feel like whenever you don't forgive, you're putting yourself in the judgment seat of someone else. And we have been forgiven of so much. And, you know, God tells us if you want me to forgive your sins, you're going to have to forgive
right.
other people.
Right.
And so I believe that it's one of our duties, you know, is to forgive people.
Exactly.
And again, you don't have to have a relationship with that person once you have forgiven.
Featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are or necessary, we can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's personal assistant speaking out about the Sunday shooting of Ortiz in a bar in the Dominican Republic. Leo Lopez speaking to reporters in Santo Domingo yesterday after the Sunday night shooting and calling it not robbery related and no doubt the act of hitmen. The 43-year-old Ortiz is now being treated at a hospital in Boston after the Red Sox sent a plane to the Dominican Republic to pick him up yesterday. Executives at some of America's leading companies say new restrictive abortion laws enacted by a number of state legislatures recently are bad for business. More than 180 CEOs writing an open letter urging lawmakers to step back from those laws that were passed recently in states including Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2.13% fee to receive is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Always great to have you along with us for the ride, and hopefully you're enjoying your day. Hey, we're going to talk about hitting the great outdoors this summer, but we also want you to make sure that you're taking care of your animals on vacation. Spending time with animals is on your to-do list. Make sure you are supporting true sanctuaries and not roadside zoos. Now, John DeLeonardo is with us. He's the manager for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which is PETA. And he says that well-meaning tourists don't always do right by animals when planning their vacations. Sometimes they just don't, plan right. And you may be a bit ignorant about what to do and what to look out for. So this is why John is here to give us the 911, as they say. From riding elephants to gawking at bears who do tricks to swimming with dolphins, we do not always see or understand exactly how these animals are being treated. The good news is that there are many animal-friendly activities one can choose, such as observing animals in their natural homes at nature preserves or visiting reputable sanctuaries, both of which allow visitors to enjoy seeing animals without harassment or intrusion. John DeLeonardo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. You know, we just so appreciate all that PETA does, on behalf of the animals that we love so dear.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, there's been a number of rescues that PETA has been able to do from circuses and other roadside zoos. Tell our audience, how many animals are we talking about here?
Just Just in the last 6 years, PETA has rescued 72 bears, 39 tigers, 11 chimpanzees, and 2 baboons from lives of deprivation, all of whom now live in reputable sanctuaries where they have space to roam and are finally able to exhibit many of the natural behaviors their relatives in the wild do. We encourage people that they see a roadside zoo or other tourist trap to please keep on driving.
Right. Well, and even if they happen to run into it by accident, John, what should they be looking for?
Sure. I mean, in roadside zoos, they're typically tourist traps trying to get animals to get folks in to see animals in cages where they're going to be pacing back and forth, rocking their heads, and, you know, are suffering in pretty barren and sterile environments. Mm-hmm. I mean, first off, we know that travelers love animals. I mean, who hasn't at some point or another wanted to get up close to a tiger, an elephant, or another wild animal? But getting close up in rides, you know, photo ops or other encounters at these roadside zoos is highly stressful for any wild animal. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people instead to go to reputable animal sanctuaries or nature preserves so that they can enjoy their vacation and the animals can enjoy their lives as well.
John, how prevalent are these roadside zoos that you're talking about?
I mean, we have roadside zoos all over the country, you know, basically every major city and, you know, and outside of quite a few of them as well. Luckily, there, you know, we have a lot of happy endings for these animals because people are refusing to go to these tourist traps. We have one roadside zoo called Deerhaven Mini Zoo in Kmart, Maryland. Lily the bear was living in a cage so small that she could only take a few steps in any direction and often couldn't lie down without soiling her coat with her own waist. She was morbidly obese as a result of the chronic neglect she suffered for more than a decade. But after receiving a barrage of phone calls from concerned PETA supporters, the zoo sent Lily to the Wild Animal Sanctuary, a reputable animal sanctuary where she's lost at least 200 pounds and is thriving. Wow. We're also pleased to report that the Deerhaven Mini Zoo is no longer operating.
Well, this is amazing. So you say just about in every city across the country, roadside zoos are that prevalent. And I've got to tell you, John, honestly, this is the first time I've heard of these roadside zoos myself. So I appreciate that you're coming on because, you know, as you mentioned, you've rescued 72 bears, 39 tigers, 11 chimpanzees, 2 baboons from lives of deprivation, all of whom now live in reputable sanctuaries. So as you say, there can be a happy ending if PETA, you know, is able to find out and get these animals placed in conditions that are more suitable for an environment where they can thrive, right?
Yeah. I mean, to help animals suffering in the tourism industry, PETA urges everyone to never ride an animal or visit a roadside zoo or another animal display. Mm-hmm. Instead, folks can visit a nature preserve or a reputable animal sanctuary, a virtual zoo, or circuses that increasingly now only feature willing human performers.
Well, you touch on something in terms of safety. You've got a roadside zoo versus a reputable sanctuary, establishment. You know, the safety of the animals and the safety of mankind. I got to imagine the risk of these roadside zoos, is a lot higher as opposed to the other, right?
Yeah, I mean, just since 1990, about 24 people have been killed by big cats in roadside zoos and other private ownership in the United States. And there's been more than 136 incidences where tigers were harmed and or killed even, and other people were injured.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with John DeLeonardo. He's a manager for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA leads PETA's campaign against the use of animals in entertainment, including in circuses, dolphinariums, roadside zoos, as we've been talking about, dog sledding operations, and oversees the group's work with local activists to plan animal rights demonstrations across North America. John, what other kinds of conditions do these animals have to endure?
animals in roadside zoos often suffer from barren and sterile environments where they pace back and forth and their heads sway back and forth due to psychosis. I mean, these animals are suffering greatly, and we rely on caring animal advocates who are touring to steer clear of these facilities and to report them to PETA.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also mentioned dolphinariums. Explain to our audience what's going on there.
Yeah, while orcas in nature travel up to 140 miles in a day and can dive to depths of more than 3,000 feet, at marine parks like SeaWorld, they're confined to barren, shallow, chemically treated tanks. They fight with other orcas and other dolphins, and they die decades short of their natural lifespan. So we're urging the folks to help save orcas and other animals by only visiting animal-free theme parks like Raging Waters, San Jose in California, or the Adventure Dome in Las Vegas, and to see these animals instead swimming free. I mean, we can go to the beach. We can go to nature preserves. We can, you know, just turn on the television and watch a nature program. There's no reason to visit an aquarium or a roadside zoo. And honestly, our children would run kicking and screaming from these facilities if they knew about how the animals were suffering there.
Exactly. What can people do to get involved, John? You touched a little bit on it. What else can we do?
PETA urges everyone to never ride an animal or visit animal displays. Instead, people can visit nature preserves or reputable animal sanctuaries, virtual zoos, and circuses with only willing human performers. Mm-hmm. Whenever you come across cruel tourist traps, voice your objections to management or any company promoting them, and visit PETA.org to find out how else you can help.
Well, John DeLeonardo has been our guest, the manager for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. John, we appreciate all the information. Thank you so much. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Visit PETA.org. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Take care. Have a great day.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Aren't you glad you got us here to call out the Goo-Goo and Gaga, huh? Keep them honest. Why not? Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Al Parada from Stream.org joins us. He is the managing editor. Al, how you doing, buddy? Hey, I'm doing terrific. We're going to talk about that word you're not supposed to say, I guess. On the Beltway, you can't say the S word. You know, you talk about spying, and boy, it just seems to bust heads.
I think as AOC might say, spying is a four-letter word now.
Exactly. It just,
sorry, that's not fair. That's not nice.
Yeah, who would have figured? Who would have thunk that? I mean, let's come up with some other euphemism for spying. Yeah. But at the end of the day, what do you call it? It kind of reminds me one time, Al. I'm at an LA radio station. And we're on the 17th floor of this 20-story building where Motown Records was based out of, by the way. And right as I'm getting ready to back announce a record that I just played, the building takes a snap. And, when you're on the 17th floor, it's like being at the end of a flagpole. And, you're just going back and forth. And I'm going, whoa. I go, it feels like we just had an earthquake. California, just an everyday occurrence almost. And so the news director comes running into the control room. What are you doing? What are you saying that we had an earthquake? I said, well, it felt like it. I go, what was it? She goes, it was an earthquake.
Oh, no.
Please.
Gumby couldn't bend over the way these people are doing to try to avoid the phrase. And
yes.
And the tap dancing reminds me a lot of like Gregory Hines or something.
Exactly. But not as good. Yeah.
Because they can't, it's that Trump derangement syndrome. They mm-hmm. cannot admit the guy was right.
Right.
Anybody in the world knows that's spying. There's no other way you can describe it. Now, mm-hmm. Attorney General Barr says, hey, now, were they following the rules?
Yes, right. Buying? Let me see the predicate. Can I see the predicate here? All right? Yeah.
Are they following the rules? That's what this is. This is what you call it. But they cannot, to admit that Trump was right, that it even happened, let alone whether it was legal, is impossible, which to me is, I don't get it. I really don't get where, especially like the people who are running for president, I'd want to know if I'm running for president, if I'm putting my life on, you know, on hold for 2 years to run for president,
right.
I've got to assume I'm going to win.
Yes.
If I assume I'm going to win, I've got to see myself sitting in the chair. I don't want to be somebody getting spied on and having my intelligence agencies do stuff to do this kind of thing to people.
Right.
I want to know. I don't want these people coming back at me. You know,
well it's tough enough. It's tough enough, Al, you know, being the president of the United States. I mean, here it is, you know, in Donald Trump's case, I mean, he basically sacrificed 50% value of his brand as soon as he got into the political fray. So he's reduced, you know, his brand there. His family's been attacked at every turn. I mean, why this guy doesn't wake up one day and almost like Forrest Gump just said, hey, one day I just decided to stop running. You know, I ran all these years and I just thought it was time to stop running, you know, and I'm waiting, you know, for Donald Trump to finally just say, you know what, you knuckleheads, you guys deserve this kind of government. And guess what? The Democrats, you guys are, you know, you guys are going to get chewed up by your own making because, you know, the truth is the truth just because it happens to be, you know, that Donald Trump said it, you know, to your point. You want to know what are the rules to play, you know, play here? What constitutes a victory? You know, do we have to wait until, you know, those on the cocktail circuit of the Beltway say it's a win? Is that what we have to do?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, you hit on a great point, and where Trump has an advantage over a lot of other people, he doesn't need the job.
Right.
So when you're trying to impeach a guy, when the punishment for him is he gets to take his supermodel wife and go hang out at his resorts all day.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, you know, you're playing against somebody who's got a lot more chips than you.
Right.
Because he doesn't need it, so he could fight in a way that somebody who might otherwise, back.
Al, this is why the voters voted him in. They wanted to have somebody that was a nonpartisan. And here it is. I mean, who would have thought Donald Trump, this gazillionaire out of Manhattan, would be the guy? But he's the guy, and he's exposing this government for what it is. And this whole deal about Mueller, that he's this Boy Scout, and I mean, you have to ignore his past. I mean, blatantly set aside his past. Weinstein, all these other Democratic apparatchiks that were involved in the special counsel, you just got to throw reason right out the door to follow this charade. And thank God there's still a majority of reasonable people that can see it for what it is. And now, you know, the longer that this thing keeps hanging out there, I mean, the Democrats, they got to put this baby to bed as fast as possible, because their whole party, the system that they've promoted, the mainstream media, this thing has just been like Don Quixote chasing windmills. Hey, you know, Virginia, the windmills are gone. They're just not there. The party is over. The fat lady has sung, and let's move on, because when we're starting to tear back all these layers, Al, they're getting exposed big time for being the purveyors of fake news and manipulation, the coup attempt on a duly elected president. You know, Hillary has the audacity to go out there and say, well, you know, this happens in third world countries, the attacks of your political, your political opponents, and going, hello, did you just hear what you just said?
Self-awareness is, on her part, is just astounding. You're right. You even have some, there's some writer, two articles in The Nation last week, the left-wing magazine. They were saying, it's over. This is done. There wasn't, the collusion thing is done. You got to get away from this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, again, that's The Nation. That's not Sean Hannity. That's not
right.
Me.
Exactly.
And so they're picking.
Well, it's also the evidence, Al. I mean, come on. You know, if prosecutors can indict a ham sandwich, with all this stuff, you know, 2.5 years, $65 million plus of the people's money, $30 million just in Mueller's case, but we've got the two other, you know, you've got one from the House and one from the Senate that have investigated. So we're $65 million and counting. It's like this has been a big waste of money. And Mueller knew a long time ago that this thing was a ruse. And he chose to continue to follow it and, I guess, to give people a government job for a couple extra years.
Yeah, and that's where, again, you're getting to the key of, like, in terms of Mueller. It's like, yeah, we want to know what Russia did, as if Russia hasn't been doing this stuff for years, but we want to know exactly what they did. And, yeah, if you want to think, you know, where they were with the campaigns, fine. But when you find out the Trump didn't collude and you're concluding that, that's ball game. And they pretty much knew that going into the Mueller investigation because Peter Strzok had spent 6 months looking for it and he wanted to find it like a kid finding a toy on Christmas and he couldn't find a thing. And so he was disappointed about that, which is why he didn't really want to go over to the Mueller team because he didn't want to waste his time doing, you know, chasing shadows when he could be doing something maybe useful.
Or something more devious.
Yeah, something more devious. Or either way, give him the benefit of the doubt that he would want to do something better for this time. But he went along with it. So they knew, and they went on with this other stuff to get into the obstruction where all of a sudden thinking you want to do something like fire Mueller is equivalent to firing Mueller, which is equivalent to obstruction, even if you had the right to fire Mueller all day long. You're just chasing, the Democrats are just chasing this nonsense, and it's like, really?
Well, it wasn't like he was going to fire Mueller and there wasn't going to be anybody back to replace him or anything else.
Yeah.
And you can't blame Trump for being frustrated, you know, going, wait a minute, I'm being falsely accused here. And the thing, I mean, help me out here. This is, to me, one of the biggest jokes is this whole email scandal deal. Hillary was totally reckless with her handling of top secret information with her private server and all this stuff. Barack Obama was well aware of it. In fact, he used an alias to communicate with her. Okay. Mm-hmm. The DNC itself, they're a bunch of knuckleheads. They don't even know how to protect their own privacy. Podesta uses password for his password. I mean, they have an IT specialist from Pakistan who's known to be out there in the market. He's marketing information, and he's downloaded, I mean, thumb drives of information from 40-plus Congress men and women from the Democratic Party. The Democrats, they need therapy. They're a mess, and they're claiming some sort of foul. God only knows, you know, whether it was the Russians or Julian Assange. It could have been somebody in their bedroom out of North Korea picking up information because it was all out there.
Oh yeah, there's probably, you know, some teenager in his bedroom in out in the middle of Iowa someplace.
Right.
I mean, again, it was so exposed. I mean, she might as well have been, you know, running it as a ticker on the bottom of CNN. And that is the danger. That's one of the things that again people lose sight of. Is what the extent that she went to, like, eliminate markings from things so she could say that they weren't marked classified. And now there's even some hints that some of the things that she was exposing, it gets a little bit weird here, that they were of such a classified level that mentioning the level of classification itself is a violation.
Yeah.
You can't even say how classified the information was because it was that classified.
Well, really?
So it's like, and again, even the other day, they came up with some, FBI released some more information of how much stuff was found.
Well, stay tuned because we're out of time and we're going to pick it up from there. Al Parada, thank you, Al.
Pain, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.